Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Romans 12:12. The journey of the Christian is one of joy. We joy in our salvation with the expectation of eternal life in heaven. We joy as citizens of the eternal kingdom of Christ with the confidence that the kingdom will be delivered unto God in the last day. We joy in our performance of His will, knowing that as we follow His rule, we shall be rewarded with eternal life. We joy in our service to Him, given the assurance of an eternal blessing. We live with the joy of hope from the beginning of our service to Christ unto the end. Our hope is the creature shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God, Romans 8:21. The road to the crown will not always be smooth. Temptations and trials will befall us on our journey to the eternal city, but our hearts are filled with joy because we know that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, 2 Corinthians 4:17. One New Testament writer wrote of those who took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, Hebrews 10:34. Our joy can be interrupted with the loss of our material things, but heaven has an enduring substance. Heaven is described by inspiration as an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1:4. Have you ever imagined anything as wonderful and endearing? Christ has the power to sustain us amidst trials and enable us to overcome the temptations presented by Satan. Our joy of hope gives us the strength of endurance and the will to overcome. We believe that God will fulfill the promise which He has made to us. There is a crown of reward that awaits us at the end of life's journey. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, Jude 1:24. Our joy now, with the expectation of hope, cannot be compared to the joy which we shall experience when our hope becomes the reality of His eternal presence. After the disciples of Christ had returned from a successful mission for which that He had sent them, He said to them, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Luke 10:20. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.